We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday, it's February 27th, it is 2023. We have a nice little four-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Riding solo, no YouTube, just audio today. We'll be back on YouTube tomorrow and have a bigger slate. So riding solo, tired, end of the NASCAR weekend, very busy weekend. So no YouTube. You don't want to see my tired eyes. four-game slate today. I had a nice little slate to get us back going here on this Monday. Definitely worried a little bit about, you know, not having a ton of lines up. But ready to jump in and get started and, you know, talk about the slate overall. If you haven't already, check out Sleeper Fantasy. Use promo code Grinders. Get that bonus. Love what they're doing over there. Love that, you know, they support the podcast. So check them out. We'll jump right in. We're going to get started with Detroit at Charlotte. 237.5 total in this one. Charlotte Hornets, 6.5-point favorites. On the Charlotte side of things, Cody Martin is out. PJ Washington is doubtful. On the Detroit side, Bogdanovich is questionable. Nerlens Noel is not with the team, and Isaiah Stewart is questionable. So getting started on the Detroit side, obviously love big men against Charlotte. It's something that we talk about all the time. I forgot to mention Durant is not playing in this game. So Marvin Bagley should be someone that's in line for a bunch of minutes in this game. And I mean, obviously he draws a fantastic matchup against Charlotte here at 4,500. So I think he's going to be one of the chalkier plays on the slates. And I also think he's one of the best value plays on the slate. So a ton of interest in Bagley. I mean, this might be like an opportunity for James Wiseman to get some minutes. If you want to take some tournament shots on him, I don't hate it. You can play him at power forward or center over there on DraftKings. But if Bogdanovich doesn't play, I think you could potentially take some shots on like Ivy or Hayes. I don't really prefer either one. When Ivy's shooting the ball well, he has some upside. Diallo could be someone that plays a few extra minutes if Bogdanovich doesn't play. Or it could be someone like Alec Burks who gets a few extra minutes. So it's tough to say. Detroit, not typically a team you're going to target a lot. Overall, I think that we're looking at the big guys here with Durant out. Stewart, if Stewart plays, it obviously, I think, potentially hurts Wiseman. But I still think there's enough minutes to go around for these three guys. On the Charlotte side of things, PJ Washington, doubtful. PJ Washington, I mean, he's a guy that's playing 30 to 35 minutes a night. So that's a, I mean, a lot of minutes to potentially go around here. We know that like Mark Williams is someone that's going to play about 30 minutes at 5,900. So obviously you don't hate this spot for him. I think after that is where it gets somewhat interesting. Thor played 26 minutes the other night and scored 4 fantasy points. So I don't know if he's necessarily the guy we want to be taking shots on. I mean, in tournaments, you could potentially take shots on Richards or Civi, but I don't know if these guys are really going to play a ton of minutes. Charlotte's going to be a tough team to figure out. You know, you get the ceiling with like LaMelo and you get some ceiling with like Rozier, because Rozier at 6,800 is super fair. But now like with Oubre back as well, I think the role for Rozier is just going to be smaller and smaller. So with Washington out, you know, maybe they give Oubre extra minutes finally. But overall, I think my favorite target from Charlotte is going to be Mark Williams. I just think the minutes are pretty secure for him overall. So I like this spot for him. Miami at Philadelphia. This game didn't have a line earlier. It has one now. It's 216, and the 76ers are a 6-point favorite. Hero is questionable. Kevin Love is probable. Lowry is questionable, and Yurt7 is out. On the Philadelphia side, as of right now, night before, they're good to go. Dwayne Dedman is out for them. So, I mean, on the Miami side of things, it's been nice to see Kevin Love get some minutes. 22 and 26, played 26 minutes against Charlotte the other night, put up 37 fantasy points in the loss. Those minutes were on back-to-backs too. So I think Kevin Love is someone that, I mean, could potentially have a role with this team. I don't love the price tag at 5,400, but I get it. I mean, this is a tough matchup for Butler and Bam, so maybe getting the cheaper options here. If Hero sits, I don't mind Max Struss or Gabe Vincent for value-wise, but this is one of my least favorite of the four games. I think that if I'm playing Butler, I'm playing Embiid type of situation. And then, like, on the Philadelphia side of things, I mean, Embiid, 11K. Raw points matter on a four-game slate. He has one of the highest ceiling / floors for raw points on the entire slate. So have some interest in him. In large field tournaments, I don't mind maybe taking some shots on James Harden instead of Embiid or playing them together. With like a Jimmy Butler, it's going to be really tight salary-wise to get Embiid, Harden, and Butler. It leaves you around 4,000, so you're definitely going to need some value, some punts to really open up to be able to do that kind of thing. So, but yeah, I mean,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a NASCAR subscriber, the yawn total is definitely hitting today. I can't stop, and it's making my eyes water. On the Philly, like, outside of Embiid, outside of Harden, I mean, Tobias is 5,300 on a four-game slate. The minutes make him, I think, viable. Maxey, the minutes are all over the place with him, but he's 5,200. So I don't mind, you know, taking shots on Maxey or Tobias here just because of the price tags. PJ Tucker is someone that's going to play quite a few minutes. So I don't hate that either in tournaments, but I mean, it's PJ Tucker. It's PJ Tucker. Boston at New York, taking on the Knicks. 222.5 total in this game. The Celtics, a 2.5 point favorite. On the Boston side of things, Jaylen Brown is out. Gallinari is out still. Derek White is probable. On the Knicks side, they're good to go as of the night before. So, I mean, looking at the Celtics thing, no Jaylen Brown, tough matchup against the Knicks. I think this is obviously a spot we could look at Marcus Smart at 5,500. I think tournament-wise, taking some shots on like a Derek White or a Malcolm Brogdon, I don't hate that. You know, Tatum is someone that I think has some upside in this matchup. He's 10-2. In the Garden, I mean, no Jaylen Brown. That's definitely going to boost the usage for a guy like Jason Tatum. So I don't mind looking at Jason Tatum in tournaments. And then, I mean, even guys like Robert Williams on a smaller slate like this, I don't think is the craziest idea. But I think if I'm playing Boston, it's going to be really kind of a tight core here. And it's going to be the Tatums, the Browns, the Smart, the Williams type of plays. On the other side of this one, I mean, Knicks fully healthy. Julius Randle, he's someone that's capable of big games. So in large field tournaments, I definitely don't hate taking some shots on him. Jalen Brunson's usage has gone down with everyone kind of healthy and Josh Hart, you know, being a part of this offense as well now. So it's really hard for me to take shots on Brunson. Barrett at 5,800, like if he has a good shooting game, he's someone that is capable of, you know, having a really solid fantasy night at 5,800. So I like Barrett, his price tag. I don't hate the idea of Mitchell Robinson at 5,200. You know, Hartenstein's minutes have kind of gone away now that Robinson's back and healthy. So I don't mind Mitch Rob at 52. We're not going to get Mitch Rob this cheap for much longer. So don't hate taking some, you know, tournament shots on Mitchell Robinson here. We finish it out. Orlando at New Orleans, taking on the Pelicans. 225.5 total here. Pelicans, a 4-point favorites on the Pelican side. Larry Nance and Zion Williamson out. On the Orlando Magic side, Jonathan Isaac out, hamstring strain from what I was reading. Stinks that, I mean, gosh, just want, as a Magic fan, I just want Jonathan Isaac to have a healthy year eventually. I feel like he has so much potential that, gosh, I just want to see him do well. Anyway, looking at this game overall on the Magic side, the usage is just continuing to be very spread out. I mean, Paolo at 7,100 is okay. Wendell Carter is someone that I'm more likely to take shots on Wendell Carter in this matchup, but I don't necessarily love the matchup against Valanciunas. I just like the price tag here for Wendell Carter at 65. He's someone that's capable of 40-plus point games. Fultz is capable of 40 plus. It doesn't happen that often. I mean, like I said, there's just so many pieces that the Magic, I mean, their user core, it's just they have no problem passing the ball and getting open shots for someone else. So Franz Wagner at 61 is not crazy. On a 10-game slate, I'm probably not playing any Magic players in this spot. But on a 4-game slate, I think you have to look at Wendell Carter. You have to look at Paolo. I think you have to look at Fultz and Wagner. I don't know if you have to go to like Cole Anthony. He is someone, if he just gets a couple extra minutes, he has a ton of upside. Jalen Suggs is 4K, and he's been someone that's, you know, over 26 minutes in two of the last three games. So I think in large field tournaments, you could take some shots on him. Gary Harris is going to play minutes, but he's really cheap. And I mean, he doesn't do a lot outside of just sitting in a corner wanting to shoot. So on the Pelicans side, I mean, Nance being out matters a little bit. He's a 20 to 22 minute guy. So, I mean, that's obviously good. I just, for me on New Orleans, it's really tough outside of like Ingram at 8K. He's someone that's capable of 50 plus fantasy points. CJ McCollum, I don't know if it's the wrist or what. He's really struggling shooting still. I know like when he puts a good game together, he has the upside. Maybe you could take some shots on Josh Richardson at 5,400. Herb Jones's minutes are kind of all over the place. I don't know. That Knicks game really wasn't close, and I'm sure he just didn't get a lot of run in that, you know, type of game. But in tournaments, I don't mind Richardson or Ingram. I don't hate the spot for Valanciunas as well. He's someone that's capable of 35 plus. And then like Hernan Gomez might be someone that like people talk about in a very like limited like minutes type of thing. In like some of these blowout games recently, Hernan Gomez has been smashing, but I don't know how much of that is like him earning minutes or how much of that is just like those games that he did really well. They just weren't close games. So I worry just overall about, you know, was it that, or was it something else? I'll play the morning grind game. We're hanging out. Cruise through this 4-game slate. Small podcast today. Back to normal tomorrow. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. I mean, I wish we knew injury-wise on, like, guys that were going to be in and out. But I think it has to be Marvin Bagley for me as of right now. Again, I just overall, I love this spot for him and Wiseman. Especially if Stewart doesn't play. But yeah, give me Bagley at 4,500 against Charlotte. Over 8K to go under 5X, my bust of the day. Man, oh man. I think I have to go Bam. I don't want to go Bam. I just don't see myself playing Bam today. Favorite 6X play. I mean, there's a lot of really solid options today, but give me James Wiseman. I like Detroit's big men in this game. Famous last words, right? But give me James Wiseman. I think he plays at least 20 minutes. I think he's someone that can easily get 6X in this matchup. Yeah, give me Wiseman. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. I guess you could call it like a homer pick, but give me Jalen Suggs as my let's get weird GPP play today. He is someone that is playing plenty of minutes, so I don't mind, you know, taking a shot on him in this spot as a tournament option. So his minutes are all over the place, so you never know what you're going to get. But yeah, give me Jalen Suggs in this one. I think that's it. I don't really have any bets like jumping off the page to me today. I will be looking at like the props that Tatum has. He's going to be like a prime target for me. If his point prop is like under 30, I like the over on Tatum. But I checked before the podcast and I didn't see anything. So just one that I'm looking at today. So hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.